Today's daf is daf chof hey kul yezacha. We're holding on the second line. Omar Rabba Baravuna Omar Rav. Asofer amat hamayim me'erev yom tov l'machar ishkim u'matzav adagim mutarim. So somebody has an area that's connected to an irrigation channel or a pipe. He seals it erev yom tov so that no new water carrying fish could possibly come into his holding tank. So any fish that are in there are mutter, because they were obviously there from before Yontif. Not only that, but the closure itself acts as the hazmona of the fish that are there, so we can't call them Eino Min HaMulcha. Omer Rav Chisda. Now, Rav Chisda, who was one of the... What we're talking about over here are basically a conversation that's going on between three Talmidim of Rav. So we have Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, Rav Nach. So Rabba Bar Rav Huna quoted Rav as saying that halach. Comes along now Rav Chisda, who was a Talmud of Rav, just as Rav is father, Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, and he pointed out something which perhaps he shouldn't have pointed out, namely, midivrei Rabbeinu nilmod chaya shekinana befardes enatzer chazimun, that if an animal goes into your pardes, and that's a place that's basically mishtamer. Now, she goes and she sets up her little den and has a child there before yontem. Now, this is certainly, the child can't run away, and it's very easy now to go and to just simply pick up. So it appears from here that you wouldn't need specifically zimun, because since Lamaisa it's closed, and there's no way for it to get out, and it's the same thing as the case of the socher amat hamayim, so you don't need necessarily to go and to be mazmin it to eat. Amr Reb Nachman, so Reb Nachman, who was another of the Talmid Rav, said, oh boy, nafal chavrin barav ravata, our friend has just fallen into an awfully big fight coming his way, ikiri amreyat, because there's obviously a big difference between the two cases, as we'll point out in a minute. But before we point it out, there's another version of this in which it wasn't Rav Chisda who had made the diak. It was actually it was Rabba Bar Rav Huna who himself had made the diak. Rabba Bar Rav Huna had said it. Rav Huna again was one of the Talmid of Rab, and his son Rabba said midiver Rabbeinu nilmod, from Rab's words we can see that chayishkinin of a pardes in a tzichas Zimun, that it's not necessary to be mezamein the case of a mother that made a little den for herself at a baby. And on this version, Reb Nachman said, not our friend, but the son of our friend, Bar Chavrin, because this is Rav Huna's son, he's in for it now. They're going to be getting him big. Why? Because the difference is so obvious. I mean, hatam lo kavin maaseh. In the case where the mother simply comes and sets up shop, I mean, he didn't do anything. The case that they're quoting as the source, the Rav Chisda, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, was the case of where he himself had closed the den. So he had shut the pipe to make sure. So there he did an act. But I mean, over here he didn't do any act. He's sitting in his house. He has nothing to do with it. Why wouldn't he need hazmana? There's no comparison. Kinyan is not an issue. That's not the issue. It's Hazman over here. Says the Gemara. And furthermore, I mean, even if he could explain to me why he feels that that's not significant, I mean, the fact is that the Braita says otherwise. But he's saying, lo boy zimun, that you don't need any more of a zimun than that. I mean, v'otanya, I mean, what you going to try to tell me that maybe it's enough that it's in his reshus? Otanya chayashu kinyan abafardes, tri chalazamein. I mean, you can't read the Braita. It says beferish. Chaya sets up shop in a pardes, you do need to be mezamein. It's not enough that it's there. Vitzipor dror, if you had set aside a bird, vitzipor dror is small, so richlik sharbek nafeh kadesh lo tichalev bi'ima. Over there, the mother and the chick, basically the same size within a week or two. So if he has already set aside now the chick, which can't fly away so easily, he still has to make a simen in it, because otherwise he has no way of knowing the difference between mother and child. This is not just somebody's das. This is something that we have already as a datus from Deiris. Shmaya Naftali were made to Yuft. Boy, that's really a problem. I mean, if it was Rabba Bar Rav Huna or Rav Chisda, whoever it was, boy, did they fall into it with that. Now, wait a minute, says the Gemara. That's okay. That's true. Me boy, Zimun, you need additional Zimun. Once it was already Mekanenet. V'atanya Omer Bishimon Ben Alazar. מודים בית שמאי ובית הלל על שהזמינן בתוך הקן ומצא לפני הקן שאסורים. Remember, the case was over there that there were two kinim, and one of them he had been mazmin and one of them he hadn't been mazmin, and then the next day he came and the one said, and there were neither of them. He found them now not inside the kain, he found them on that little dot in front of the kain, and the ones that he had been, nothing is inside the kain. The one that he hadn't been mazmin, Bechlau wasn't there, so Rechayesh maybe it came down, and it's sitting on the porch of the other kain. Okay, so there we had a question. But there made it here, that Bamedvar Mamurim, Vioni Shovach, Vioni Aliyah, Vitziborim Shekanu Betvichin, Bebirah, that all of that's only talking about the type of birds that need hazmana. So you have the yonim that live over here in the dovkat, yonim that take up in your eaves of the house, tziporim that they fly into those little bird cages on the side of walls. But you're talking about your own domestic poultry. I mean, the avazim, the tarnagolim, the yonim hardisaot, which are those grow basically the way chickens do in the house. Chaya shekinenah bepar. This, here's the important one. And here it says, and it adds to that list a mother that has a den now that had a baby in your pardes. Mutorim ein tzrichim zimun. Here it says exactly the opposite of what we said before. The Edus of Shmaya Vavtayin, here it says that you don't need zimun. V'tzipor drot tzricha lekasher b'chdafeh k'dei shelo titchalev b'ima. That's fine, okay. And, I mean, once we're already saying the braisa, we'll say the whole braisa. V'hamekusharim v'hamenunaim b'borot u'bebatim u'beshichid v'ma'arot mutarim. Any type now of birds that you had tied or that you had picked up and you were menaneh, we saw earlier that would be the zimun for a bird that you have now in a place in your house, in like a pit or so on and so forth. So those are mutter on Yantav, but be'ilanot, where they're up in the trees, over there, they're asurim. For another reason, we make a gzeira, shemayalev yitlosh. We don't allow you, even if you manage to get there without being alev yitlosh, if these things are living in the trees, you can't hear stuff. Ba'amekusharim ba'amenu na'im. Bechol makom, by the way, you should know. Once somebody was bekasher, a bird, I don't care where, even if it's up in a tree now, and he's not going to be able to use it for Yantav. Or he was minanea. This is minahevker. It's now asur mishum gezel. The person who got it first, he was kainet. Even though he said, well, now it's up the tree. Okay, but he was the one who was able to get it once he was mazmin it. See, there was mishum gezel, mishum hagbah, or Tosis points out even habota, if somebody is able to be since it's biyodei to take it minahevker, he's the first one that's kainet. Okay, but in any event, what's important to us is that over here, it says exactly the opposite of the Edush of Shmaya Vatalian's brisa. It says over here that a chai shekinin abepardes does not require zimun. So make up your mind over here. Omer nachmalo kasha. Not two different cases over here. Abba. One is referring to the child. To the child that was born over there. You don't need zimun at all. There's no way. He can't even move. He can't get away. He can't run away. It certainly doesn't require any type of saving. And the fact that he's waiting it for it to be born and so on. So okay. He's thinking about it the whole time. Ein lecha zimun God only said. But the case that we said requires zimun. Abi ima. The other one is referring to the mommy. The mommy requires zimun. Says, well, what do you mean? It requires zimun. Doesn't it only require zimun? It requires saving? Ima b'zimun said, what are you going to say? All he has to do is say, oh, I want to eat that tomorrow. I'm saying, first he's got to catch it. Then he can start talking about eating it. So how's he going to, what kind of zimun is that? I'd say the mal yosaboy. That it can't be referring to the mother. It's got to be that both cases are referring to the child. Otherwise, what are we talking about zimun if there's a problem of tzeda? Ella, you're right. Indeed, both are referencing the child. But we're talking about two different pardesim and ginot. So where you had this gina of yours, or this pardes of yours, was right near the house. And you basically, you're thinking about, oh boy, I hope it has a baby. We could have like fresh meat for Yantav. You know, you go in there, you check it out, you're waiting to say, fine. There you don't need zimun because it can't go anywhere and you're waiting for it. That das is considered to be the zimun. And in fact, that would be consistent with what either was Rabbi Baravuna said before, or Rav Chisda said before. Actually, Tosa says, I mean, why didn't we just say this as an answer then? Why did we leave it off with the Tiyufta and then go into a question of the Brice? We should have immediately used this as an answer to Nofal Chavrin and Nofal Bar Chavrin and Rav Ravata. Here's the answer to Rav Ravata. So Tosa says, no, we can't use it really as an answer to them. Because when an Amora says something, he's got to define it. In a Brice, we don't expect respect that level of definition. The earlier back we go, the more open the interpretation was left. But when an Amora says something, la'alof, he's got to say, is he referring to Ba? Is he referring to Yimah? Is he referring to Smukhali or La Smukhali? So we don't want to use this as an, I mean, it could be he could try to dray out of it using this, but it's not going to go, and we're going to say, well, now he doesn't have a problem. He has a problem. The way he said it was Mashma, either way, whether it was Smukhali or not Smukhali. But Lamais, in terms of the Brises, it's not a problem. So if it's a Mokum Shabbato Allah, the person is thinking about it, so then in Ochinam it's considered to be that it's Mizuman. And of course, there's no problem with Tzedah because it can barely move. But if it were in a Smukhali year, so you can't say, because the theoretical thing, maybe I'll find it there and so on, that's not called Daitel. It goes out there once every couple of weeks. It's not called Daitel. Shoot. Suppose you have an animal that you don't think is going to make it through Yom Tov. You already ate your Suras Yom Tov. Now you have a little bit of a problem because, I mean, you'd like to shecht this. If you don't shecht it, it's going to die. It's going to be absolutely worthless to you. On the other hand, do you really need to eat? So lo yishkot elim ken yesh shahut bayom lechomi menekizayet sleep. What we do is we're matir in order to become even lechatchila to shecht, even though you don't really need to eat. We're going to be samech now in hoil. But it needs to be kosher to eat. I mean, you need to have enough time that you should be able to, even if you're just going to eat it slee, in which case you don't have to worry now about doing a whole malicha and so on. So that's fast. And the act of slee itself is rapid. As long as you can get a little bit of meat, the gezias of meat, that would be okay. So, most learn that this means you don't literally have to eat the meat. It just has to be biyotcha. And if you wanted to, you could eat it already, so we're going to be semech on hayil. As a matter of fact, achreinim are even matir till in cases where it's really lost, they're matir even until tseis, even after shkia. In cases where the problem was another chumrah. For instance, Rabbi Akiva Omer, afil kizayit chai mibeit fichata. Rabbi Akiva says, you don't even have to have enough time available to do tzli. If you could eat a raw piece of meat, bepashtis beit fichata means just for the mokum of shchita. What's the value mokum of shchita? You don't have to do efshir. I don't need to even have enough time to pull off the skin and just cut off a little piece of meat from around the Beit HaShchita and eat it raw. I could chew it. What about if you hold like those shitas who say that dame, the pashtas, there's no problem with blood because the blood is in yotze. But there are those who hold the dame vorim that you didn't do anything for. You're going to chew it, so it's going to come out and it'll be awesome. Okay, so the achronim say, so put it into a little vinegar. You dip it into vinegar, that cauterizes it. The blood doesn't come out anymore, then it would be considered mut. So again, if there would be enough time, since the ikra din, you don't need to do that. There would be enough time to do it, then you would be able to eat it. Ramesh was matir even until tzeisik yichavim. Since the ikra din, it really could have been eaten before, and it's the ikra din also at tzeisik yichavim is also considered to be yom. So there's a lot of coolness because of hefset moment of he's going to lose the whole animal. Obviously, this enters the real problem. Where did it come up? Halacha lemaisa. You don't do a bedika here. In other words, nowadays, where we don't eat without doing the bedika of the reyes, so how exactly are we going to be mocked? The guy's going to go take a piece of meat, but he's not really allowed to eat it. But that takes another 5 minutes. We're talking about you don't have that time. So that was the case where, so again, halacha l'maisa, if I mean, if this ever happens to you, the halacha l'maisa, the achronim are actually mechalik between types of animals. So young animals, which have less of a problem, or at least in their days had less of a problem with circus and so on. So they were matir, an older animal, not. But that there is where Rebbe said, okay, but since the ikra didn't really, it would be mutter, so you could be samech even all the way, if you have enough time to do the bedika and to get a piece of meat all the way up until tzeisik echavim. I'm just bringing it out to show how many kulas were willing to be naita here in order to save the guy money. But what's a fascinating diak over here is the Avnei Nezer's diak. It's amazing. Throughout all the days, people read this Mishnah without making this diak. Why does it say Kadesh Yochal Mimeno Kizayat Sli? Why a Kizayat? Well, it's less than a Kizayat, but a guy wants to have a bite of meat, so he doesn't have a Kizayat. The Avnei Nezer is Madaik from here, the most incredible thing. You can't cook less than a Kizayat, Sanyanta. Because since the Torah says that it's Adin in Asher Ye Achel, so it's Adin in Achila, Lachol Nefesh. Less than a Kazayat is not Achila. Everybody is. I mean, he's got incredible chutzpah, the Avnei Nezer. He says, most amazing things are good. Nobody ever thought of this throughout all the generations. Coming up with a new halacha, there's no din of eating on Yontif. You can't cook something on Yontif or do any kind of isra on Yontif if it isn't going to be a whole kezayis. You have to eat a whole kezayis. All the other achronim went wild against it.
Okay.
So what lemais? I mean, if it's not that, so why does the Mishnah say kezayis for heaven's sake? Okay, they say maybe because you really, in this case, do need a kezayis because since the whole thing is a fake, the whole thing is a fake out. We're being matir you to be semech lechatchila on hayal niklabo orchim. You know, and everybody finished eating already. It's the last few minutes of Yontif. I mean, if you have less than a kezayis, but then it's already so clearly a fake that you're really doing it for the chol and not for Yontif, that they weren't matir. But that doesn't mean that all the time you have to be able necessarily to not be able, but to actually have a whole kezayis in order to be matir, eating some, making something on Yontif. What if I want less than a kezayis? That's not called oichol nefesh, it's not oichol nefesh. Amazing.
My Auntie Rosie. We're done. We're finished. People have left the table.
Your Auntie Rosie sounds like a good Yiddish imam. Yes, one of his wilder piskei halachas, among which are included that if you're megayer, you don't need to be tovel your dishes, because your dishes are basically tofel to use. If the ger itself was tovel, what do you need to be tovel the dishes for? It includes the dishes. Okay, fine. Amar Rami, sorry. So Rabbi Akiva Amar Filo Kezayir Chayim Beit Tvichata. Shachata Basade. You have a case of, some learn this is Dafke in the case of the Behema Misukenet that we were just talking about. Lo Yiviyena Vimot Vimota. So don't carry the meat into town using something that will be held by two people, because that's already Apsha Milsa. So too many people know about it. We try to avoid making a fuss. That's how Rashi learns. Others learn because it uvde dechol. This is the way you would be carrying it to the marketplace. It looks as if you're just in business today. But you should carry it in mevi biyado evarim evarim. Carry it by hand, piece by piece, so it doesn't look like either uvde dechol or it's not Apsha Milsa. Some learn that's only because we were being matir now the shechit of the mesukenet. The whole thing is rather shady dealings. We waited last minute a yontif ago, so therefore we want to avoid it. But if lemaisi you had a beis hashechita that was at a normal time, in a normal hour, where people would be, then ain't a phenomenon, it would be a problem after meals anyway. What's wrong with shechting on yontif and so on? Okay, it's machlokas achron. Omer Rami Barab, hefshet v'nitu arba ola, v'hu adin lekatzabim. You should know that the Torah taught us a din that there needs to be hefshet v'nituach for the mizbeach. But it makes sense to apply that to a human butcher as well, that there should be hefshet v'nituach before achila. And mikan limda Torah derech eretz, shelo yochal adam basar konem hefshet v'nituach. Now, there's two ways of learning this. I mean, one way of learning it is that it's purely a din in derech eretz. It doesn't have any elements of halacha associated with it at all. It's just that, you can't be a mensch. Wait until the meat is taken care of normally, but you're such a rush. So just a getter of not looking like a slob, you're a rafan. Or it could actually have implications, la loch, as we'll see. So es gemar maika mashman, what indeed is the intent of your Rami Bar Choma? So ilay melach fuki mitter of huna, maybe he's coming to tell me that unless you did hefshet v'nituach, and therefore were able now to be bedek the treifus of the animal, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it. As opposed to Rav Huna shita, the Omer of Una Behema Bechayah Becheskat Isur Omedet Achi Vadalacha B'mani Shchita. You have to assume that if there's a problem in the Shchita, the animal is usher, because you can't say it's a suffix. It has a chazaka already. What is the chazaka? Rashi learns the chazaka is Eivor Min HaChai. Tosfos Steiner's one is obviously not Eivor Min HaChai. It's dead. I mean, your only question is whether it was shechted or not. That question is built around the issue of whether Mavzikina Mi Isur Li Isura. You have a chazaka of Isra of one type. Now that's definitely not applicable, because it's not an Eivor Min HaChai. But now the question would be that the behema was a treifa or an avela. It wasn't nishkata properly. Can you be machzik from one Isra to another Isra? So since, in point of fact, I wasn't allowed to eat this animal up until this time, so until I can prove that I'm allowed to, I have to assume the cheskas Isra. Tosis learns no. And therefore, what's the problem of here, which says becheskas Isra emedes, that since the Torah says v'zavachta kasher tziviticha, the only heter of achila that's given to us for an animal is if it went through a kosher zvicha. Until such point, it's usher because it's einas zvucha. Forget about the question of Eivor Min HaChai. Without zvicha, the Torah was a matar achila. That is still true until you know for a fact that it was zavuach yilchata. So that's how Tosfos learns. But in any event, so Rav Huna says, look, if it's a problem in the Shechita, then you got a problem, because if it's Cheskes Yisr. But once it was Nishchata properly, the assumption is that it's Cheskes Heter Omedet. Up until that time, you have to prove that something's wrong with it. You got to prove it's a treif if you want to say it shouldn't be. Ad Shiva Dalach Abaman Nitrefa. Until you know for a fact what it is that's making it not kosher. So maybe now Rami Bar Abba is saying, no, you cannot rely on that. And until you know for a fact that it was hutter, even in terms of treifas, meaning you'd have to do hefshet v'nituach, so you could check all the treifas, you have to cut the animal up. So maybe that's not what Rami Bar Abba would say. That in the same way the Torah wants hefshet v'nituach ba'olah, even for chulin, you need hefshet v'nituach, because otherwise you might come to eat a treifa, and therefore you need to know vadai that it was a nitrefa. No, that can't be. Because our mission, that's what this whole sugya is doing here, our Mishnah is saying not like that, because the Mishnah obviously is making the assumption that the behemoth is kshera without doing the hefshet v'nituach. Rabbi Akiva is saying the case where the behemoth is misukenet, you don't need to be able to eat something after you prepare the meat normally. Cut off a little piece of meat from around the mokum of shechita. But that means that I didn't do hefshet v'nituach. That's the whole point. You don't have to worry about that. So obviously Rabbi Akiva is taking for granted that you could be same if on Rav Huna, and certainly the Rabbanan weren't arguing on that. The Rabbanan were just saying, okay, you need to do a little malich of a preparation of tzli, it's not the derech to eat meat raw, therefore there has to be at least enough time to do tzli of a little bit. They weren't arguing about this underlying issue, about whether we're going to be semech on Rav Huna or not, obviously, right? That means that the Mishnah is taking on as a dover pashut, it does not need to be hefshet v'nituach. So what are you telling me, that it's like Rav Huna, that Rav Huna is wrong? You see everybody's relying on Rav Huna. So that can't be what Rami Bar Abba would say. So let's see that inside the time, Rabbi Akiva Omer, doesn't that mean when you say Beit Vichata, my love, what's the meaning of Beit Vichata? Beit Vichata, mamash, and the mokum where you shechted without checking. No, maybe not. Maybe it means mimakom shetovachat achilata. Maybe it means from the place that it's soft to take a little piece of kishka. Eat a piece of kishka raw. Bad enough baked to cook it. Huh? Eat a piece of kishka. So that would be tvichata, is the place where the animal is tovachat achilata, meaning where it grinds its food, so to speak. But maybe in a finami, you did need to check. So, come on. Tani Rebbe Chia makom tvichata mamish. Rebbe Chia said in a brisa, just for you stubborn people who want to insist that's Rebbe Chia, that's not what he meant. Beit tvichata means literally beit tvichata. You do not require any type of bedika, any hefshet v'nituach. Get a little piece of meat right from the place where the knife is. That's enough. And you have 10 seconds left to the end of Yom Tov. It's also good. So then what was Rami Bar Abba coming to teach us? Simply a din, not because of treifas, but a din of derech eretz. Look, very often we find that there are, there's even brises that call us dinim, that are dinim in derech eretz. For instance, Kedetani. Lo yochal adam shum ubatzal mirosho, el mi'alav. A person should not eat the garlic from the best part of the garlic, the inside of the garlic, it's called the rosh of the garlic, to start on the outside, because everybody's throwing away the outside, and he's going to get the heart of the garlic or the onion. So he looks like a slob. Take your time and start from the outside. The imachal, if he does, I raise a raftan. So he looks like a slob. Actually, they say that for Shabbos, it says that b'ma be'ango b'roshei shumim. Over there on Shabbos, you dafka have to have the inside. They're just talking about where it wasn't l'tzerech mitzvah. The same thing is true about the next piece, by the way. It also says, lo yishteh adam koseh b'batachat. Person shouldn't drink his cup all at once. And if he does, I raise a gargaran. And we know that for Pesach, dafka, again, because the chavivas of the mitzvah, there's an inyan to the dafka drink your arba kosot all b'batachat. Again, it's talking about for your tzorche chol. Toner Rabbanan, hashoteko sobevat achat. It's a bottoms-up deal. Arei ze gargon. It's a daf going to be a slob. Shnayim. Maybe a shakla. Shnayim is derech eretz. Shlosha migasei haruach. Now he's got to be one of these. Everything has to be separate, exactly. So that's already being stuck up. So everything has to be balanced. There's another thing that Rami Bar Abba also said that was nogea in such a yoni. V'omer Rami Bar Abba, chatzuva is mikatea raglein d'rishia. There's a certain type of plant that was called a chatzuva, which was used to mark fields because it had a fascinating tendency of having its roots follow the direct line of gravity. In other words, it wouldn't be mitpashet to one side or another. It would always see seek a way to go directly downward. The Gemara elsewhere says that Yoshua, when he was being manchel Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, he used chatzuva to mark the sadeh, so that way, after centuries, you could still dig down and find where the original roots were, so there wouldn't be any questions about which shevet, chelek, and so on. So the chatzuva cuts off the feet of Rishoyim, meaning the Yom HaDin comes, and people who went and they spend their whole lives trying to get something from the other guy. And here's the chatzuva. Chatzuva goes straight, only takes its own territory. That's how Rashi learns. Others learn means literally. That somebody who tried to be chaymes, he saw that, so it's bikatei aragla, because they could always say, okay, let's dig down and check, see where the original boundaries were, and whether perhaps your fence has been gradually moving overnight. So therefore it's bikatei aragla. Nitiya. The nitiya, which is the din that you plant a tree, you have to wait 3 years until you're able to enjoy the fruit of that tree. So that's mikater agleon de katzbayev de boale nidot. So that now is going to bring a din on butchers. Oh, why on butchers? That they were ready to use meat before doing a bedika properly. In other words, again, this is Rami Bar Abba who's saying that the correct way to do things, even though maybe it could be semer, la locha on Ravuna, you first look through, just in case, maybe after you cut, you take off the skin, you cut off the butcher the animal, who knows what you'll find. So, a friend, certainly Boal Nida, so they couldn't wait for the woman to get out of any suffix of Nidais. Yeah, I could wait 3 years to have your tree. So you should learn to wait for eating your meat, or learn to wait for sleeping with a woman. Turmusa, mikater aglin de sonensha Yisrael. The turmus, that's what the Druzim sell up there. When you go up to the Golan, all the kids are coming with those paper. You've seen them make like a little cup out of a piece of paper. It's full with those white beans. Huh? That's turmus. So the turmus, I have what they call it in English. But it's that broad bean. They use it for cholent. They use that broad. Yeah. But they a lot of people like to have it in cholent. It's a very broad white bean that they call it. They're like a lima bean. Yeah, it's big. It's bigger than that. It's the same shape as a lima bean.
Huh? Pul. Pul.
Pul. Yeah, but that's pul on Mitzri. But okay. But in any event, in order to be able to eat that, you have to let it soak and cook for hours and hours and hours. So seven times it requires bishul in order for it to be really usable. So that's mikater raglim de sonem shel Yisrael. That's really every Jew is going to have to answer for. Why? Shema vayosifu b'nei Yisrael asot harabei nei Hashem vayavdu et. So now let's count all of these wonderful avodah zarah. The Baalim, the Ashtarot, the Elohei Aram, the Elohei Tzidon, the Elohei Moab, seven different garbagey avodah zarahs over here. Vayazvu et Hashem v'lo avadu. Now I ask you, mimash b'shemer vayazvu et Hashem en yodesh lo avadu. Now what's the chiddush? If you left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously you weren't even him. So what's this v'lo avadu? Ela l'pshat is, the meaning of v'lo avadu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moaning and groaning and complaining. It's just like, after all of this, noch, still v'lo avadu. Meaning, Omer Ablozer, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, afilu keturmuz hazeh. For heaven's sakes. So let's say I'm just full. So I take Bnei Yisrael, and they're absolutely the lowest bean of the beans, okay? So now, if I wanted a little bit of dessert when full, all I would need to do is to boil them up seven times. Over here, I took Bnei Yisrael, I boiled them up seven times. Every one of these avodah zarahs. Nebuch, the suffering that came from every one of these avodah zarahs. And shoklimoto sheva pamim vochlimoto bekinuach suuda. Even like that, lo asuni banai. It's still lo avadu. So I can't even cook them like a turmus. It's useless. That's the pshat, that even the least edible bean, there's some way to eat it. Klal Yisrael remains inedible no matter what you do to them. Tana Mishmei the Rabbi Meir. In fact, mipnei ma nitna Torah liYisrael. Why indeed was Torah given to Yisrael? Mipnei shehin azin. Because they are so brazen that if they didn't have a Torah, forget it. Tana Devei Rabbi Yisrael, mimino eish dat lama. What's the pshat? Eish dat lama. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu ruin alolo shetiyoten lem dat eish. Boy, these guys really need a very fiery Torah, because otherwise nothing will handle them. I mean, they're disasters. Ikeri Amri, others say, dateyem shel elu eish. That basically, these guys, the way that they act, is a reference to dat eish now, is not a reference to Torah, but rather dat in the sense of the dat always means, it doesn't mean religion, it means the overall hanhoges, or datei hamelech in emosi. Some of you, datei hamshara, the way that these guys act. You take a look at the people in the street in Israel. They're it's brazen. It's us. It's the kind of you're dealing like with animals over here. So you need hotheads, worse than hotheads. You never put them in their place, no matter what. They're always brazenly coming back for more. So they need a Torah. These guys, if they didn't have a Torah to soften them up a bit and keep them in their place, they'd destroy the world. There's three things that are considered to be brazen in the world. Yisrael is the thing that represents brazenness in terms of the umot. The kelev, in terms of the chay. It doesn't matter, you keep kicking the dog, you threaten the dog, it's still barking at you, it's still... It keeps coming back for more. The tarnagol... Again, the azut is not the fact that they're strong necessarily. It means that they act as if they're strong. So what if we're the smallest of all the nations? We'll wipe you all out. Don't start up with us. So the tarnagol does the same thing. The tarnagol will come at you. It's a beautiful scene in Cold Mountain. I don't know if you have this bombish. This tarnagol is after this. She's terrified of the tarnagol. What's the tarnagol going to do to you? But the azus of the tarnagol. Makes you believe you really got to worry about it. The Yesh Omrim, interesting enough, the Azus is the A's. The A's in the Behemoth Daka is the equivalent of, is the goats, they act the same way. But a little goat, but oh, he's got his horns, he's going to come at you, you got to be careful.
And they come at you.
And they do come at you, exactly. The Yesh Omrim, some say that Tzlaf, Ilanot, the caper, is also considered to be Az. This is fascinating. Rashi says, well, I have no idea what that means. How's a tree Az? Tosis brings a fascinating thing. We say Yain Kafrisin, say every day in the Pita Maktaras. So Rashi always says that means wine from Kafras. No! It means the Kafrisin, which is from the Tzlaf. If you make from the caper berry, if you make wine, it's extremely, extremely powerful wine. It's Oz. That's what was used for the Ketores, and that's what it's referring to, the Yain Kafrisin. Very interesting chat, which Rashi obviously can't accept. He doesn't learn that that's the meaning of Yain Kafrisin. Others learn that the Azus is it. Another chat that Tosus brings, he brings from the Tosefta, is that the Azus is that it's constantly active. It has three different types it looks like three different types, but it's the same thing, different stages. You know, but you have the caper berries, you have the avionot, and you have the original leaves. Okay, so those are considered. Considered to be Oz or be, it's always Bechadish something.
It's Oz everywhere.
It's also nobody says that, but that makes the most sense. Exactly, it's amazing. It's always there. You think it's an area, the Kotel. It's all over the place. A little place, and there's caper growing out of it. Nothing else grows, but the caper will grow. You have a big tree growing out of a little tiny hole all over you have it here. It's very interesting.
In what way was the wine? In what way was the wine from it?
It's very, very strong, very powerful wine. So you can use it to make the Torah strong.
How does this reconcile with the statement?
Oh. Yes, Az is the opposite of Tzanua. It's the opposite of Baishan. The Hasidim talk about this tremendously. What's going on over here? isn't that the opposite of the Baishanut of Yisrael? Which is obviously you have your answers at the Azut. That's one answer. Bipolar. And Enokinami, this is the simon of Yisrael that they now use that Azus entirely like the Gemara makes for David HaMelech. Depends, when he was learning Torah, he was one way, and his Melech was another way, completely different personalities. Just similar to bipolar. So some touch up that the meaning of the Azus, but I don't think you have to say it. You could say that it's used to, but some say the Azus means the willingness to attack givens. That's real Azus, which has nothing to do with Tznius. And that's the thing, that's true. I mean, the Jews, people hate Klal Yisrael because they refuse to go along with the norm. That was Avraham Avinu and Nimrod from the beginning. That's what started it. That Nimrod went crazy from the guy. It was a beautiful medrash, where he goes to his, so what do you believe in? He starts going through all the Avodah Zarahs. Well, why don't we believe in this? Well, because this is strong. So in the end, Nimrod says, you know what? I don't give a damn what you believe in. Bottom line is, you're going to believe in something, or we're going to be throwing you into the fire. That's all there is. Something you got to believe in. That's the Azus is in terms of the mentality, not in terms of the That's how some fight should up. But again, there's a lot of Hasidic Torah about that. I mean, what happened to the whole simon of Bnei Yisrael? But again, it's clear that without Menad Gemara says without Torah, so they're yordim lamata, they become worse and the worst of the umays. I mean, unfortunately, you see this all the time. But that Eish Dat is a remarkable thing. There's a coupling of the getter of the Torah to the natural Azus of Yisrael that allows it to become focused in a particular way and turns the very same people who otherwise would have been Az in all of their behavior to be Az, particularly in terms of their willingness to tackle truth. That's an unbelievable thing. That's basically the approach of it. Tzaddik. Oh, that's that funny to Ferris as well, yeah. That he worked on himself. Shachata basadeh lo yevienu bimot. Tana Rabbana. Fascinating brisa, which we managed to figure out a way to ignore halakha lemaisa completely, which nobody knows why. Tana Rabbana. Ein hasuma yotze b'maklo. A blind person cannot go out using his stick. Why? Because it's not absolutely necessary. This is not absolutely necessary. So it becomes now, even on yontev, it becomes more of an uvda dechol. V'lo ha-ro'eh b'tar milo. A roe can't go out carrying a backpack. Vein yotzin b'kisei. You don't go out with a chair that would be carried. Echad ha-ish v'echad ha-isha. And this is even on yontev. Huh? It's not hotza that's a problem, although it relates to hotza. In other words, the mocker of the isser is that since you wouldn't carry some amela, this type of thing becomes an uvda dechol. Yeah, no, it doesn't. It's not a heter because you don't need it. It's like the Ritva says, somebody who can't walk without the makel. So that's what it's saying. A suma, he can walk without the makel. But a kita wouldn't be able to walk without the makel. So for him, of course, it's considered to be no problem.
Today the suma.
So what happened to this lahalocha? It's an amazing thing. Nowadays we're matir, even zikanim with a fancy walking stick and so on, to the point where I mean, as the Peskim, the later Peskim brings them, it's not shaykh hafilu to be mocha. Since we completely against halacha, it's taken as such a davar poshut that it's a complete heter. Ramesha says, it's like, well, what are you going to do about this? Who are you going to talk to? I mean, everybody assumes that that's a mamish l'chatrila. There's all types of ways of learning heter, you know. There's to be melamed tzchusa, you know. So what happened that this halacha became completely forgotten? So some say that it used to be the derech to use walking sticks. That's how everybody walked. The mail at that time, it was uvda dechol. So nowadays, only somebody that needs to walk, or as part of the beauty of his begodim, has a beautiful stick, and so on. So bechlalal thing isn't nogea. Now it's part of maldush. Now it's not part of uvda dechol. It's a sumler. The Meish himself brings that since today, it's very difficult to find a real Rishus HaRabim. Mostly there's no Rishus HaRabim, Midi Raisa. And the Makor of the Halacha starts with Otsa. Okay, so it came to be sort of heter. Since, huh? That's a problem.
Was it on Shabbos or Yontem?
It's talking here even about Yontem. But the Makor of the Halacha began. Yeah, but again, if it's because of Uvdei Rechol, it's Uvdei Rechol. It's interesting because a lot, this is Nogei, the Ein Yotzei B'Kisei, actually, Ramesha had the Shaila. A different Shaila, they asked him about if you can you use public transportation on Yotzei. If you don't, and I said, yeah, either you have an arrangement or you have a container. He said, if the bus driver knows you, I'm not supposed to do that. Whatever, I guess it was back in the old days, you know, back in the old days. So maybe you could pay him in advance or something. So he related it to this Gemara about something that's it's an uvda dechol. Even if there's no Yisr, the bus stops anyway, the bus goes anyway, wouldn't stop dafka for the Yisrael. Forget about it. He says, forget about the Maris Ayin. I mean, Maris Ayin, the Chlal, anything that's a davar tamua, it's escape me mati. But it would be, l'chor would be exactly like this, to do something on Yontov, which is be'etz in the way it's always done. Now, I'm not mad at these kind of things. I don't have time now to discuss it at length, but I'm not mad at these kind of things to be right. But some compare this to the Shabbos elevator. So in other words, forget about the question whether it's Yisr v'Heter, that's not the point. Question is it Ein Yotzin B'Kisei? This is the same thing as Ein Yotzin B'Kisei. They try to compare that it's Be'etzim and Uvda Dechol, even if you work it out in such a way that it's not, it stops, and so on and so forth. There's no other problems. So there are those who try to answer based on this Ein Yotzin B'Kisei. Ein Yotzin B'Kisei, is that true though? V'Shalach Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. Yaakov Edis sent a message to Shaila like this. Zakein echad ayapishku notenu ayayotzei begalut kishelo. I tell you, it was a miser. We had a zakein who lived in our neighborhood. And he used to go out with this chair. And it was, Rashi says in French, that's called a folding stool. And and they came and they asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, is it mutter? Bovishalos Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, v'amar. Imra bim tzrichim lo mutar. That if this is something, it's the only way the person can go out. And people need to have him available to give shir to Shaila, so then it's okay. V'samchu rabotenu al dvorai. That this is part of what he was told, that people were semech on the edus that Achi Shakaya said, namely, ana afikilu ravuna mihine l'shili u'mishili lehini, that I used to take out in a kise, in a carrying a chair, and I used to carry Ravuna. There were two cities, Hini and Shili, that were within the tum of each other, nearby cities. He was too old to be able to make it, and I would carry him from one city to another, was within the tum, and because of that, we were saying that any zaken that people need, they want to ask shilas to, and so on, would be mutter. The Omer of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Nachum Bar Yitzchak also said, he said, "Alokal Maisa, nafitul Mashmua, Mishim Shalatulu Mitulu Rishimsha." I used to carry Mashmua in a chair from when the sun got to a place, I'd move it out into the shade, and from the shade back into the sun. And what about over there? That's also Kedi Amra Taina. Imayu Rabim Tzrichum Lo Mutar. So that's the Gemara. So isn't it says it's mutter? Then says the Gemara. But we said why it's mutter. When we said Ein Yotzin Lekisei, was talking about where Ein Rabim Tzrichim Lo. It says Beferish why it's mutter here. Because Rabin Tzrichim Loid. Omele Reb Nachman, Nechama Barada Shaliach Tzion. It's a shame Barnea is in here, he would give us old Russia and from his neighborhood. And what a Shaliach Tzion is. He used to call the Shaliach Tzion, he used to send out the people to raise money all the time from the Kailulu. That's true. So he was a Shaliach Tzion. Maisa. It could be that it's the opposite, that in the Gola they used to have people that they would send to Eretz Yisrael, who would be the one that represented them, would go to Davin and the Kvaras and to have the schus of Eretz Yisrael for the community. Here at Spashford it was the other way around. Not that he was coming from there, but rather they would send him. They would always like that. Listen, that's what held up Yerushalayim for many years, at all of the various Gilas. They wanted to have a Beis HaMedrash. They wanted to have people that were learning in their schools, so they would support the Kailalim that were here. There's no way to make money here. So he was a Shliach Tzion. He used to go to Eretz Yisrael. So they asked him, the next time you go out, Kisalak to Lahasim. So Reb Nachman asked him, please do me a favor. I know it's way out of your way, but go up to Rosh HaNikra. Makif is Ilasuma Detzur. You have to go out of your way to be Makif, the mountain. But that's where Rabbi Yaakov Baridi lived. I'd like you to go and get the story straight from Rabbi Yaakov Baridi. This whole mice over here about the Zokain and that he had a tshuva from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Go up, I want to hear it from him. So he went. Ask him, boy, minute, kisei ma'aton be. Tell me what you hold about being yotze b'kisei. Ados ilohasam, by the time Rabbi Chama Barada got there, Rabbi Yaakov Baridi was nifter. So when he came to the other places, he would usually go in Eretz Yisrael. So he asked Rabbi Zrika, "Kisei ma tumba? What do you hold about going out with a kisei?" It's mutter, but only on condition ubilvad shelo yikatef. It's only mutter if you're careful not to do it bekatev. Bekatev would mean that the two guys put their arms on each other's shoulders. You put the chair on top of that. So that's already a palanquin. That's making a big fuss and so on and so forth. That much not. But to carry a kisei, well, you're holding it down, basically. It's not, doesn't make such a fuss when you're walking by. That's okay. You just have to be careful how to do it properly. It says the Gemara, but the Amr of Yosef, Reda Rava, it means to do it what we call in modern Hebrew alunki. We of course, you're the alunkot, we call anybody that's carrying something with poles even down on the bottom. But balunki initially meant b'derech ktifa, on your shoulders. So that's where the word comes from. Didn't Reb Nachman, wasn't he matir, Yalta, his wife, and he said she could go out Even on Lungi? Says the Gemara, that's different because Shani Yalta Devita. She was frightened that she was going to fall. So she couldn't go out stomp in a chair. It was too scary for her. So if she was supported on top of the arms, then she felt comfortable. So Taisa says, wait a second. Are we now going back on our psak from before that we said only Rabin Tzrichim La? And I say, he's carrying out his wife? I mean, what happened?
No, if his wife is angry, the Rabin will need it.
So the Tosu says that his wife, and Elchanami, she was Bas Rav Chisda. So everybody, she was the daughter of the Rosh HaGolan, I mean, so everybody needed her. What was going on? How was it done by your family? And so on and so forth. That was called Rabin Tzrichimla. So people would talk to her. Listen, I mean, even Rebbetzin and Jungreis, I mean, everybody would go speak to Rebbetzin. So certainly you could take out Yalta. People need to talk to her. Amemar Marzutra, also Mechatvilu B'Shabbat Adarigla. They would carry, as an Alunka, Amemar Marzutra. The reason that they did that was Mishum Biyatuta. They were too old. They couldn't hold on. We all had to chair. So they were frightened. So they held them up. Again, Rabin Tzrichimle. Or some say Mishum Ducha de Tzibura. That since over here, everybody would stand as they would walk by. So they needed to move you fast. So what they would do is they would pick them up on their shoulder, just zip through, because otherwise, if it was going to be a long, schleppy thing, people would be standing for 20 minutes till they get from the door to the makom where they would sit. It was a tremendous tircha de tzibura. And so the only way that they could get them over, move them quickly, was not by moving the crowd out of the way. If you're carrying a chair, if you hold something on your hands, up, so then you can move quickly through the crowd because you could part the crowd with your body. So that way they wouldn't be goyim a tircha de tzibura. I'm saying you ask. I mean, everybody is carried an alunka. Chav hey. Omar Rabba Baravon, Omar Rabba Sofer, Amatamayim Erev Yom Tov, Lomach Rishki, B'mat Sabadagim Mutarim. Omar Chlista, oh, so B'divrei Rabbeinu, Rav, that is Nilmot. Chayash, Kedunah B'fardes, Sinat Zuch HaZimun. Omar Rav Nachman, oh boy. No, fuck, Avrim, but Rav Ravata this time. I'm getting out of the way. Ikedi Amri, Omar Rabba Baravon, in which case Rav Nachman said, oh boy, anyway, what was the Rav Ravata? Furthermore, the Brayta says Beferish, not like that. Wait a minute. Me by Zimun. Vatani, I'm Rabshim and Elazar Modim Beit Shammai Beit Elala, she's Minam Betoch HaKein. Umatz'an Lifnei HaKein. She Asurin. Bamed, Varim Amurim B'yonei Shovach, Yonei Aliyah, Tziporim, Shkirinu, Ptfichinu, Vira. Aval Avazim, Targolim, Yonei Ardisiyot, V'chayash, Kirin up of far days. Note, please. Mutarim, V'ein Tzichin is Amen. V'tzipor Dror, Tzichara Kasher Bechnafeh, Kedei, Shalat Yitchalayv B'imah. והמקושרים והמנוענאים בבורות, בבתים, בשיחים, במערות המותרים, but באילנות it's אסור שם יעלה ויתלוש. And furthermore, מקושרים המנוענאים בכל מקום are אסור משום גזל. אומרים נחמן לוקש, הבא, הבאימה. אימה? What good is זימון? בזימון סגילה, צאי למעליית הבאי. אלא אמר נחמן בר יצחי דבידי בדידה. והבגינה הסמוכה לעיר, הבגינה שאינה סמוכה לעיר. Bema misukenet lo yishod anim ken yeshod b'yom lecho b'imena kizayet sli. Rabbi Akiva omer atilu kizayet chami beit fichata. Shachata basade lo yivyena b'mot v'mota. Avo mevi b'yado evorim evorim. By the way, a mota is mentioned in Tanakh as the top of the yoke. If you put the mota on top, I don't know if it means the same thing over here, it's a borrowed term meaning a short mot. With a mot, a long stick, and a mota, a short stick. But it is actually a technical term. Omer Rami Barava, Hefshet V'nituach Bo'ola, V'odin L'katzabim, Mikan Lindach Torah Derech Eretz, Shelo Yochal Adam Botzer, Kodem Hefshet V'nituach. So my kamashma, ilay milafik min rufunu neman rufunu beima b'chayav b'cheskat isur omedet atshiv adalacha b'man nishchata nishchata b'cheskat heter omedet atshiv adalacha b'man nitrafa v'anan tzadan matintin k'ravuna tzadan Rabbi Akiva omer afil kezayet chay mi beit vichata my lab beit vichata mamash maybe makom shetavachat achilata no atani Rabbi Chiyam makom beit vichata means mamash ela rami bara ba'api isi b'zurachara kamashma. Kiritanya lo yochal adam shumu batzal mirosho lo miyalav v'imachal arei zera avtan kayotzebo lo yishte adam koso bevat achat v'im shata arei ze gargaran. By the way, which Tosfos learns means from here that if lamaisa you would have eaten it, and it turns out that it was a treifa, and that had you waited for a normal hefshet v'nituach, it would have been evident it was a treifa, so you get an onesh like a shogeg and not like an onesh. Because if you would have been a mensch, you would have discovered it. Not because there's Isser, but the nafkamina in how it is that you were nofel bepach to do an avera. There's two levels, either b'shogeg or b'ones. This is not called an ones. It's called a shogeg. Shogeg requires kapora. Furthermore, Tana Rabbana, ha-shotek o-sababat achat ha-reiz ha-gargaran, shnayim derech eret, shloshar migasei ha-ruach. By the way, but there's a big, big finish in that, you understand? Not everybody agrees with Tosfos. I don't know if I explained it properly. But normally you view the nafkamina of shogeg and ones is in terms of the chait itself, not in terms of the circumstances. Over here we're saying, since lamaisa, a mensch wouldn't have come to this matzah, he would take into consideration all of the possibilities. So in terms of the chait that's yotzei from it, it's also called a shogeg, not an ones, a tremendous chiddush. It's not a din in the actual mice of Isser. There's no Isser involved. And we just proved it, like Ravuna, right? Nonetheless, you're telling us Aloka makes enough kamin in terms of the level of kapara that you need. Not to mention the fact that the Rambam is not mechalik in kapara between Ines, Shagig, and Bezit, but forget about that. That's a different issue. That's top Tosfos, yeah. Tana Rabban Ershatekos and Vatachar Rizagar Shnaim Terech Roshim Gassia Rogam Rami Baraba, Hatsuli Bekater Glen Dushia. Netia mikater aglein to katzvay to boal nidot, tur musa mikater aglein to sonem shal Yisrael in general. Shinema vayosifu b'nei Yisrael asot ha-ra b'nei Hashem, vayavdu et ha-baldim et ha-shtarot Elohi Aram ve-Elohi Tzidon, Elohi Moab, Elohi b'nei Amon, et Elohi Plishtim, vayazvu et Hashem, ve-lo avadu anu. Shinema vayazvu et Hashem. Eni yodea shlo avadu, matam loma, ve-lo avadu. So Amar Abelazah, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu complaining. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, afilu keturmus hazeh. Shokin ador sheva pa'amim v'ochlim ato b'kidu ha'asruda. Even that, lo asu nibanai. Tana b'shmeidu Rabbi Meir. Mipnei man nitna Torah l'Yisrael v'nei she'en azin. Tana the very Vishwam, yimino hish dat lamo, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the lamo. Ruyina lalo, shetinaten lem dat eish. Yikriyam dat teyem shaleilu eish. Shiumalei nitna Torah l'Yisrael en kolomav alashon yicholim lamod bifneyem. Vayne dom reshloki shlosha azinein Yisrael b'umot kelav b'chayot tanego b'ofot v'yesh umim af eiz b'beima daka v'yesh umim af tzlaf b'ilanot shachat abasad Eloi v'yena b'mot ton rabona ein asuma yotzi b'maklo v'lor ebet armilo v'yotzi b'kisei echad ha'ish v'echad ha'isha. By the way, I forgot to mention another heter is that today the particular stick of asuma has a unique construction that makes it a not move the dechol. It's not a walking stick. It's a sounding stick. And therefore, it's not comparable to stam, the normal walking stick.
What?
No, it's made to make sound. Who was a Shliach Tzion? Kisalak talata. Akif vezila suma de tzur vezila gabin Yaakov Arida boimine. Kisei maaton be. Adazilatam nachmash de Yaakov Arida. Kisalak ashkel rabizrika. Omale kisei maaton be. Omale hachem rabami. Bavat shloi katef. What does that mean? Omri v'yezabrei the Rava means baal nunki. Eni varum nakvun. Shor leila yalta lameka lamefaka alunki. Shaina yalta the beita. Amim amar zutra mechatvila b'shabata the rigla. Mishum beituta. V'yamila mishum duchka de tzibura.